This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Sunshine Gold Coast LGBTIQ families and their allies will come together to celebrate International Family Equality Day this weekend, which is also the first official meet-up event for Rainbow Families Sunshine Coast. Dean Arcuri spoke to co-convener Holly Zwolf about how the group has evolved from supporting each other on social media to coming together in person this weekend, and why it's so important to create an inclusive and comfortable space for every single member of a rainbow family, from the kids to the parents, so that everyone can feel welcome and accepted.
There's a Rainbow Family Sunshine Coast Facebook group that I think it's been active since maybe 2009, 2010, but hasn't really taken off as far as social meetups go. So they were having, I think in 2009, 2010, there was a small group of people on the Sunshine Coast who were campaigning around the right to get both parents listed on a birth certificate, to have birth certificates reissued. So they came together on that, but since then, nothing really has been going on formally. And so I moved to the Sunshine Coast late last year from Sydney with my child and joined the group. And all of a sudden, just four of us out of nowhere were like, let's do something, let's actually make this happen. And we've all become admins of the group and it's really taking off. There's just a lot of energy for it with new people around, I think. Basically, you know, we're on the Facebook group every now and then someone would post saying, hi, I've just moved to the area, when do we meet up? No one would really answer. Eventually, one of the women said, I'm going to organise a meetup. And so she picked the date, the 6th, which is this Sunday. And everyone just came out of the woodwork and said, yes, I really want this to happen. I'm so excited. So we had a presence at Pride Fair Day, which was on Sunday last week in Nambour. We had a marquee and a Rainbow Families banner that Rainbow Families New South Wales sent up for us. And we had so many people coming and dropping by. So many people. I think the interesting thing about the Sunshine Coast is that a lot of people seem to move here. They have their, you know, they live in big cities and then they decide to have a family and so they move somewhere like the Sunshine Coast to raise their kids. So there's actually a lot more of us than I realised. So I think it's going to really take off. This Sunday, it's our first ever monthly meetup. So we're going to have a Love Makes a Family banner hanging up in the park at Landsborough Pioneer Park from 10 to 12. And I think this being the first one, a lot of it's going to be putting faces to names because some of us have been talking on social media already and so we'll be getting to, you know, say hi in person. And I think this is the beginning of something that's going to continue. I think we're going to have not just monthly meetups, but there's talk of setting up a weekly play group because there's so much interest and so much energy for it at the moment here. So I feel like it's just going to keep on growing. And there's so many more rainbow families on the Sunshine Coast than I realised. So hopefully it's going to bring people out of the woodwork, which will be lovely. I had a friend contact me a couple of days ago and she grew up on the Sunshine Coast and she is now a queer parent herself. And she said that just watching on Facebook, seeing these events starting up where she grew up and, you know, her experience of growing up in this area was it was intensely homophobic. She couldn't be out. Her family weren't supportive of her. And she said it is just making her feel so, I don't know what the word is, so hopeful and so buoyed up to see that how things are changing and how this community is growing here. And yeah, it's really positive.
When we think rainbow families, it's easy to simply think of the children, to coin a popular phrase. And it's important that we do. Helping to create a supportive and inclusive environment for young LGBTI people can make all the difference in their later lives. And it's their families that help with that. But it's not just about the children. It's about the parents and siblings as well. Sometimes I think we're used to this narrative that becoming who we are is something we have to do alone. But rainbow families include LGBTI parents as well as the children and siblings. And as families, they come together to support each other and strengthen the message that it's okay to be different. Because who you are is who you are.
It's so important for our kids, first of all. I really want my child to know that he's a part of a special group that only kids who have families like he does can go to. I want it to be a really positive space for him where he can be around other kids who have a shared experience to him, and so it can feel like a special, exciting thing, you know. I think for the parents, just having that sense of community is so essential, especially when you're living somewhere semi-rural like we are. We're not connected into a major city. We don't have access to the services and the immediate community that you have in major cities in Australia. So even just knowing that there are other people in the area is so helpful for things like you know, when you're starting school, for sharing information about what services are queer friendly in the area, and for visibility as well. You know, I mean, there's nothing more lonely than walking down the street and never seeing anyone who reflects your family and your life. And so coming together once a month to see other families like mine is just, it makes me feel so much stronger. Oh, it's absolutely for the parents as well. I mean, even just coming to Pride Fair Day last week and just being physically around other people, it made me feel so much more connected and so much more supported. You know, my child started daycare 2 months ago, and that was terrifying for me because I went in there and I was the only queer parent in the daycare centre. And, you know, I'm kind of trailblazing there. I'm having to educate them, having to talk about how to navigate things like Mother's Day and Father's Day, and making sure they have books that represent our family in their, you know, their library and everything. And that was really lonely. And when you come face to face with other families who are going through the same thing just down the road from you, you don't feel lonely anymore. You feel like you have a community and it's supportive. Yeah.
That was Holly Zwolf, co-convener of Rainbow Families Sunshine Coast, who will be meeting at Pioneer Park in Landsborough this Sunday, May 6th, from 10 a.m. to 12 midday. You can find out more about Rainbow Families Sunshine Coast via their Facebook group, and you can join in future meetups and help to grow the Sunshine Coast Rainbow community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.